This is JIS News. Coming up, banks to begin using agents to offer specified services, banana sector on road to recovery, and Assistant Commissioner of Police urges citizens to talk up. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency office or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
Now the news. Passage of the Banking Services Act has paved the way for commercial banks and other deposit-taking institutions to begin using agents to offer services. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says non-financial institutions can now become agents who will facilitate mobile money.
Banks can now use agents to do a number of services. Cash deposits and withdrawals, cash payments of bills, transfer of funds, balance inquiries, and the collection of documents from customers. So this opens it up for non-financial institutions to become agents, which will facilitate mobile money.
Mobile money will allow customers to carry out monetary transactions, including balance inquiries and making payments via their mobile phones. Minister Robinson says the Bank of Jamaica has received 13 applications from various entities for authorization to provide electronic retail payment services, primarily using mobile devices. The Banking Services Act was passed in the lower house June 4 and on June 13 in the Senate. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark is asserting that the banana sector is on the road to recovery. He says the first shipment of the produce since Hurricane Sandy in 2012 was sent off to the United Kingdom last week. Minister Clark says although production and exports are not yet at the level of previous years, the sector is back in the export market.
They are saying, although the bananas out of Latin America are cheaper, the bananas from Jamaica, creme de la creme, tasty, and they want to have our bananas.
Minister Clark was speaking at a Rural Agricultural Development Authority RADA open day in Santa Cruz, St. Elizabeth recently. He says the ministry will continue to support the efforts of banana farmers to ensure the sector returns to full production and reclaim its position in the banana export business. Assistant Commissioner of Police ACP Novlett Grant is urging citizens to provide the security forces with information that will assist them in crime-fighting efforts. ACP Grant says the information will help the police to nab criminals, thus preventing them from committing other crimes. Recalling the recent story about a male jogger who was brutally raped, ACP Grant said while no formal or direct reports have been made to the police, anyone with information on the incident should call in so an investigation can begin.
The persons who perpetrated this alleged crime can be caught and prosecuted for other crimes because according to the report, these persons, they were armed with guns. So just give us enough that we can go and apprehend them because none of us would want to hear of such an incident happen to either an adult male, adult female, or a child.
ACP Grant is also urging residents to contact the police and join together to prevent sexual predators from roaming the streets and attacking citizens. She was speaking in the Grantspan community in St. Andrew recently. And the National Solid Waste Management Authority, the NSWMA, is moving to establish a transfer station in Westmoreland. The facility is expected to boost efficiency in the management, collection and transportation of garbage throughout the parish. It will also drastically reduce the cost of repairs to vehicles which take garbage to the retirement dump in St. James. Regional Operations Manager at the NSWMA Western Parks and Markets Waste Management Limited Effort Daily says work on the transfer station will begin once the funds are released. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.